Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, this is comedian T.K. Kirkland. You listen to the T.K. Kirkland Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the T.K. Kirkland Podcast, and for over 8-9 years, you know, I meet some interesting people, and once again, it's on. Met this young lady, beautiful sister, beautiful spirit, beautiful character. We got to talking, and she told me she was in the art, and you know, most people, you know, they always talking that they do something, and they know they ain't got a website or they lying about something. These things happen. But I can assure you on this one, this person is official. I checked out her website, checked out her journey, and I'm truly, truly impressed. How you doing, dear?
I'm good. How are you? How's your weekend going?
My weekend is going good. I get things done. I get things accomplished, and when I do that, I'm unstoppable.
Well, that is right.
You know, I'm truly unstoppable. So, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady is into art, a lot of different things, and we want to get into her journey, her motivation, what inspires her. Because when you see her pictures, it's very interesting. I don't know too much about art. I just know when I see stuff that is fascinating. It's not no stuff that you see in Paris, but she has her own unique style. And I can tell you from what I see, the paintings are amazing, but I think it's you that helps the paintings, your character. And when people see you, they match it with the energy. And I got this feeling you know how to truly communicate to people who get to know you what each picture brings. So I look through your pictures. I see what one thing that you have in mostly all the pictures is long necks.
Yes.
That I do know. So can you tell people your name, tell people what inspired your art, and you only draw or paint naked women or just women in general? Explain it to me again.
Just women in general.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Zarina, and I am a self-taught artist, and I go by the name Bitter Darling.
Bitter Darling. And yourself, what artist?
Self-taught.
Self-taught. Okay, I didn't understand. Okay, cool.
A self-taught artist, and I started painting about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A form of therapy. And I had a couple of my friends and sisters come by, and they were like, wow, this is really dope. You should start putting them, you know, in shows. So I began doing, like, pop-up shows in the Atlanta area. And now I have pieces on display in New York in Chelsea Market.
That is so fly. And how did that happen? Someone saw your paintings and say, hey, I want to bring it up to Chelsea? Or how did you go from, you know, like in every career, and everybody, when they start something, they're just an amateur and they become a professional. So how did that happen for you?
I've really just been figuring everything out on my own. I do everything.
Smart.
You know, by myself. I even built my website by myself during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Learned how to do that. But I just apply to different submissions. Yeah, and that's how I get my art out there.
Okay, and it got accepted. Now, do you have to fly there for them to interview you, or the painting speaks for itself and that's, they roll like that?
Yeah, the painting speaks for itself. And instead of mailing it, I like to fly and drop it off and make it a little vacation.
That's some fly shit. That's the fly shit, because I believe in that. I believe make eye contact with the people you're doing business with.
Yes.
That's right. And shake their hand, look them in the eye.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I was really impressed when I went through your stuff. I cannot lie. Now, also see that you make clothes?
Yes. So.
God damn, that really, I was like, what? I said, okay, this is what I'm talking about. So explain the clothes as well.
I recently got into Pilates. So
okay.
Pilates for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months now. And
mm-hmm.
so I take my art and I put it on women's athletic wear. Sports bras, leggings, windbreakers, duffel bags, even yoga mats.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal as an artist is to just celebrate and represent women, because in a lot of we're underrepresented, especially in art. And I know working out makes me feel better and stronger, so I just wanted to bring that to my community and put my art on it. And yeah.
So you're really following what the universe is going to bring you, right? Like you're going to keep going, whatever happens, happens, but long as it's reaching the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see that. Now, did I also see this on a pair of shoes?
Yes.
The fly shit again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are the shoes custom made? How do you get the shoes to fit your customers?
Just like any other shoe.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they go on the app, they pick their shoe, and is that you on the shoe, or they can have their own picture on the shoe, or they just have your name on the shoe?
No, it's just my art.
Hey, it's really fly. It's a really unique piece, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you get the right female artist or celeb to rock it, I think we can make it happen. I just came up with a great idea. But I'll tell you after the when we get off the thing, because I don't want someone to jump the gun because I said something, because I had an inspiration. But I think I got a great idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a great idea. So... yeah, so now how did all this come about? What inspired you to do this? Like, did you go into depression? Did you have a bad situation? And you said, let me do this?
No, I didn't go into a depression, but I started painting after my divorce.
Okay, which is good.
Yeah, it was just like a form of therapy for me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely helps, because some of these pictures you have, they got the crooked smile, a little smile. I see a gap in a woman's teeth and all that kind of stuff. So you actually now, how did you find your models?
It'll just be through interactions with different women that I meet, maybe in the grocery store, or just how I'm feeling.
Okay. I respect that. Look at you really moving like a fucking artist. I love this shit. You know? So now, do women think you're hitting on them at some time?
No.
Awesome. No. So you really come across true professional. You ain't on no gay shit. I find you attractive or something interesting about you. And I would like to paint you. Now, do you paint them?
No, I don't necessarily paint them.
Pay, P-A-Y.
Oh, no.
So you get someone to do it for free?
Like an informal kind of thing. Like I just meet someone and I might be inspired by them. So it's not necessarily me exactly painting them. It's just like an inspiration or a vibe that they give me.
All right. So you see them, but it's not really them.
Right.
But you take what you see as a blueprint, so to speak.
Yes. I try to
and then you create your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Experiences. So.
That's kind of smart because you get to get an inspiration. You ain't got to pay nobody no damn money.
Right.
And everything is a profit. So you win it. I mean, you got to pay for your materials and stuff, but it's no downside. It's all this up.
Yes.
And how many paintings do you sell a year? Or is it good or... That's a iffy market, right? So how do you push your art?
Maybe sometimes like 5 to 6, because I feel like now I'm really kind of just getting like started in my mojo and still kind of like learning the business about
right.
art. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, do you read up on a lot of things? Is that how you, or just one experience after the other?
One experience after the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's really important. You know, and how many years you've done it now?
4-8.
Yeah, so in the next 24 months, you start hitting your stride. That's when it comes, 10 years.
Uh-huh. And I got my artist name 2 years ago, trademarked.
Smart. And tell the people what it is again.
Bitter Darlings.
Bitter Darlings. Now, why that name?
Again, because of my divorce. I asked for the divorce, and then, you know.
You was bitter?
No, but I think everything has a good and a bad, a positive and a negative, like a yin and a yang kind of aspect to it. So that's where the Bitter Darlings come from.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. And for some reason, I was going to say I knew it had something to do with either divorce or you shot somebody or somebody shot at you and you ducked and missed. No, I'm teasing. But I know, but I was really, really impressed. Now, do you put that picture with you squatting down on any of the shoes on your art?
That
you like, you see the silhouette on the side when you're naked?
That's the one on Instagram. No, I thought about putting that on a shirt. But
yeah, you got to put that. Could you make that shirt for me and I can rock it?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wear it on one of my interviews.
Gladly.
Yeah, I'll rock that motherfucker shirt.
But I had them custom made for me with my art on it. Because Mason Margiela, the Tabby boots, are my favorite brand and my favorite style of boots. So
yes.
I had this lady print my art on the side for me.
Okay, good. Yeah, I find that interesting. Something else that I saw, how long you been training to box?
I was boxing for almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Now, were you inspired by New Edition, the Jackson 5? Because I know when you swing, your ankles and stuff swing out on both legs. And I was like, well, maybe she's dancing. I'm not sure. And I wanted to know, was that any of this? Is that your style that if you ever got in a fight, you hope that they look at your feet, you throw them off, and you can hit them and knock them out?
I do like to dance, but I was wanting to get in shape.
Okay. But no, I want to know why the legs, the feet move that way. The boxing is cool. I want you to look at the video when you get a chance.
I have to look at it again. Maybe.
Yeah, and I want you to look at your feet and how your feet go those directions. And I'm just being comical. That's all. I'm just being comical. But I wanted you to see that with your feet. And I was like, well, maybe she's inspired by a group.
Oh.
You know, and maybe that's a dance step, or that's something that when she's boxing, she's the someone look down at your feet and you go, boo, 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 and you won the title.
You are supposed to twist your feet, though.
Right, you are. And throw your body into it when you throw a punch.
Mm.
You know, so you think you could take down the average person?
I don't know.
Okay, because you seem like you could be deadly, but my suggestion, if you ever got into a situation, walk away, or if you do, make sure you roll your hair, because your hair is so long, you don't want nobody to take it and use you as a boomerang.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't see you getting into too many brawls out there, but I just find that fascinating about what you're doing. And I truly wish you the best with this unique journey, because it's amazing how some people can go through something and create a beautiful journey. Now, is this the only thing that you do? Because it's not lucrative yet, but it will be, trust me. So what else do you do to maintain finances? I mean, are you in any other business? Do you model? Do you do other things? You own your own business? What else is it that you're into?
I work in the costumes department for film and television.
Okay, great, great, great. Okay, so you do that. And what films have you done the wardrobe for, or TV shows?
Quite a few.
In Atlanta. Okay, give me three.
Saints and Sinners.
Yeah, who's that there? If I don't know, please don't forgive me because I don't watch TV too much.
Vanessa Bell Calloway and Clifton Powell star in that.
Okay. Both good friends of mine.
Mm-hmm. I've done Praise This.
Who's in it?
That was a Will Packer movie.
Okay.
Starring
okay.
Will Haley. Yes.
I met him not too long ago. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
And let's see. Recently, I just filmed something. This was in November. And it was with Method Man, Lala, Michael Jai White.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all good friends. I went to see Wu-Tang a couple weeks ago in Vegas.
Okay.
First time ever is what I'm trying to say. First time. So I go and, you know, and I've been getting a little popular the last few years, even though I've been in business a long time. So I'm walking in, and everybody's shaking my hand. TK, oh my God. TK. So I'm sitting in the front row, chilling. I got the baseball cap to the side. And they all come out, and they are singing, they rapping. But each one of them see me, and they touching their heart, like, yo, you the man. And for the first time in my fucking life, I felt like a rock star.
Oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, they was really making me feel amazing. To even after the show, all of them came to where I was sitting and shook my hand, and we were shaking hands. And I walked out of there on such a high that I was just, I felt well respected. I really felt like I had arrived. And at that moment, if I ever get to see them, I'm going to tell them how that just made me feel amazing to know that they knew who I was. They react and they love what I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing I love about them is, you know, most artists, when they come out, they have this thing. Everybody look like they have rehearsed their show. But Wu-Tang, to me, when they came out, it looked like RZA said, listen, we got a show. Everybody meet at this venue at 9 o'clock. And I think them niggas was different places in Vegas. Nobody went home and washed. Everybody came straight to the venue, do-rags on their head, pants hanging off their ass, and everybody just performed. And mm-hmm. I said, that shit ain't raw talent. I don't know what is, because them motherfuckers threw down. And I just loved it. It was no, you know, any type rehearsal to me.
Uh-huh.
It was like, nigga, give us the mic. We could go out here and talk. And it is what it is. And people said, and it was sold out. And I paid a fucking $1,000 for my tickets to see them. So I hope y'all appreciate the move. You hear my story. Because really, it was a group of gentlemen who do events in Vegas that wanted me to come, but I didn't really want to wait the whole afternoon to get approval for my ticket. So I said, you know, since I've never seen them, I'll pay for the ticket. Other people I want to see perform too, and don't laugh at me. I want to see Johnny Mathis perform one day. It's, you know, something about chances are, I just want to go in a nice suit if they still do that shit. And be so fly with a bow tie and pulling up in the whip, you know. And I definitely want to continue going to see operas and that type of stuff. I think that's fly. My daughter took me to an opera, and that's how I got turned on to that. And I go to museums in New York and Paris. We go to plays and that type of stuff. And it's really cool. And she, my youngest daughter has really exposed me to a lot of stuff, because when we go to things, I say, Trinity, if you was never born, I would never be in this motherfucking shit.
She's opening,
say it again.
I said, that's good. She's opening you up to new experiences.
Yeah, because I've done so much that I at my life now I just chill. Like I go to cities, and I've been these places so many times. I just want to be in my damn room. Like I'm so lost. Like even the state that I'm in today, which is Atlanta, everybody. I got up. I was going to the mall, and the mall was open. I walked to the mall, but all the stores was closed. So security rolled up on me like I was about to rob the place. Why are you in here? I said, I just was walking. I said, I forgot it was Easter. I said, I was going to pick up something and then grab something to eat and go back to my hotel room. They walked me to the door, made sure I left the mall. But what was so cool is that other people were coming to the mall. They didn't know the mall was closed either. So that made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, with all the hard work that you do with the clothing, is it costume design or what do they call it? The wardrobe.
Yes.
With doing the wardrobe, doing your painting. How do you balance out the time of being a mother? Do you find that hard?
I don't find it hard. My children are older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be, like, as hands-on.
Okay. And how many children do you have?
Not tease each other all the time because they're, like, active duty mothers.
Okay.
You know, in the trenches, and I'm, like, a retired veteran, almost.
That's hilarious.
Comes to motherhood.
Yeah, how old is your oldest?
23.
How old is your youngest?
15.
15. How many do you have?
Just two.
Just two? Boy and girl? Two boys, two girls?
Two girls.
Okay, cool. Good girls?
Yes.
Now, has anybody been inspired to do what mom's doing, wardrobe, or any of the paintings?
No.
Okay, no. Okay.
Own thing going on. The oldest is off to law school soon.
Right. Oh, good.
Yeah. And the baby girl really loves, like, the Japanese culture. So she's learning the Japanese language.
Is that Mandarin?
No. Just Japanese. Mandarin, I think, is Chinese.
Oh, Chinese? Okay. Yeah, gonna get me. I heard on the Jay-Z album, so that's why I was like, let me throw that in there. It was like I knew something. Because it's been some fly shitty to say yes. So I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm knowing my shit. That's right. Yes. So, and now pronounce your name again, because I always tell you, one moment I can have it right, and the next moment I can, what?
It's Zarina.
Zarina. So,
yes.
Bingo. Zarina, because I think I told you earlier I'm dyslexic, so I see words differently. You know, so please, you know, I reach over 8,000-10,000 fans a week, and I would love for them to visit your website, your Instagram, so that they can see what I see, and hopefully inspired by one of your paintings. And Lazy Daily ranges from all different prices. I think it can fit your budget, but I also think that you're truly liking it's really unique, and you have to have what I call acquired taste, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't drink Pellegrino because you have to have an acquired taste. A lot of people don't drink Perrier because you have to have an acquired taste. A lot of people don't eat caviar because you have to have an acquired taste. I love caviar too. You know, and so when you look at these paintings, if you have an acquired taste and you can see the creativity in these paintings and you have a spot on a place in your wall or you want to get a painting for one of your friends, I suggest this is unique. It's a different type of piece and you really like it. So please explain to them how they can reach you, dear.
My website is bitterdarlings with an S on the end .com and Instagram. Everything is bitterdarling. So,
okay, everything is bitterdarlings.
Everything is bitterdarlings. Bitterdarlings.com. Instagram is at bitterdarlings. I even have Facebook, which I'm not very active on, but it's bitterdarlings as well.
Okay, and you have a a link on there. If they see something that they want, they can purchase it and you send it to them. And what's the turnaround time once the money clears? How soon can they get their package?
For art, I try to ship it out within 3 to 5 days.
Oh, cool.
Aesthetic wear, maybe 5 to 7.
Okay, cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen. I think you're going to really enjoy this. I want to thank you for your time, Serena. I think it was a pleasure. I think it's unique, and you never know why you're going to meet people. And I think that this is an awesome situation, and I truly wish you the very best with your journey.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, young lady. To everybody around the world, this is the TK Kirkwood Podcast. Get ready for my national tour, April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Philadelphia at the Punchline. Go to LiveNation.com to get your tickets to see if I will be in a city or a country near you. After the rest of my voice, everybody, I got a big show tonight. So to everybody around the world, may your pain be champagne. I truly appreciate you all over for these years supporting me. I really mean that from the bottom of my feet. All right, in the bottom of my heart. And it's the one and only TK Kirkwood Podcast. Thank you, sister. I really appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Take care now. Come spend the night with me. I'll
take you to ecstasy. Men, let's face it. As we get older, our bodies change. The largest percentage of men over the age of 40 suffer from some type of erectile dysfunction. ED. Guys, don't let Ed creep into your bed. Discover Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Not just a bunch of pills to take, but a natural way to regain stamina and put the spark back in your love life. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Now at Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. And yes, ladies, we thought of you too. We offer the Honey Pack, a safe, natural way for you to decrease hot flashes and increase your libido. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. At Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Log on today for special offers and discounts. That's Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy.
Made for him. Thinking of her.
Make sure you follow TK Kirkland on Instagram at TK_Kirkland. For more information about upcoming events and more, visit www.officialtkkirkland.com.
This episode of the TK Kirkland Show was produced by Chris Thomas, executively produced by Charlemagne the God. This is an official Loudspeakers Network production.